As you think about walking with God, you start getting these grand ideas sometimes, at least I know it's happened to me. Well, I'm going to start doing this, and I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to start doing this and that and this and that, and that's going to help me in my walk with God. And sometimes that's good. But a very helpful thing that I think we can learn from the Scriptures in regards to walking with God is that the Christian's walk with God is not taken in great strides, but in small steps. Not great strides, but small steps. Not changing 100 things at once, but little changes about our lives that enable us to either meditate upon Scripture more, pray more, read more, listen to more preaching, whatever it is in terms of how we commune with the Lord and using the means of grace to do that. Not great strides, but little steps. The greatest things often have small beginnings. And so it is with changes in our lives that will enable us to walk more intimately with God. You know, the largest redwoods start out as seeds. I know that's not just some great epiphany, but it communicates the truth that I hope you get, that they start out as a seed. And they become these massively strong, mighty trees. Well, so it can be in the sense of little things that help us to walk with God that much more. Another thing that's helpful here, if you think about Enoch and others, there's only one path for the righteous, Proverbs 2:20. Keep the path of the righteous. There's only one path for the righteous, but I think we can say there are different paces for the righteous. There are different paces. David's walk with God did not stay in pace, as it were, with Enoch's walk with God. And the disciples, you look at the disciples, and each of them sought to walk with God, but each of them had their different pace, different lessons to learn, different things to deal with, different strengths, different weaknesses. And so I think we can say there's one path. There is one path to walking with God. It's the path of the righteous. But there are different paces. You think about this in relation to a father walking with a child. I think upon this a lot recently because Obadiah likes to walk on his own a lot now. But that means we go really slow sometimes. But is that not a picture of how sometimes we walk with God? And yet God doesn't leave us behind. He condescends to each pace of each of His children. And He walks with His children. God will never leave any of His children behind. He doesn't just say, well, you're walking too slow, I'm going to leave you now. And when we can't walk, we find ourselves unable to go on, He carries us. Deuteronomy 1:31, and in the wilderness where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bear thee as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place. God bear you. And there are those weeks and there are those days where we feel like we can't walk. We can't take another step, and God carries us.